them adults, and many of them with children and teenagers in our children's ministry. But what a blessing it is to have each of you that the Lord has sent recently to stand with us in membership. I'm going to read just a few verses to begin with out of Ephesians chapter 4. Today is a celebration of church membership. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things. Five powerful words in a row right there. Grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Today, for just a few minutes, I'm talking about being joined and knit together. It's a celebration of church membership. It's not just because I'm a pastor. I would believe this if I were not a pastor. But I believe today in the 21st century, the local church is the hope of the world. We are the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church, and each of us are individual members of His body. The hope of the world. That's who we are. The church is a place to belong, a place to grow, and a place to serve. First of all, let's look at belonging. We are a local church, just one of many, but we are an expression of the body of Christ. In order to belong in the body of Christ, or in order to belong as a member of this church, you must be born again. That's it. You got to believe Jesus is the Son of God. You have to have your faith in Him, the one who died for you. His blood has cleansed us from sin. And because of our relationship with God through Jesus, we're promised eternal life. That allows you to belong. Now, we're not like a lot of churches to where if you want to join the church, you've got to sign up for 12 weeks of classes and somebody tells you how to think about everything, how to dress, and how to vote, and what to eat. No. It's a place to belong. If you're born again, you're in the body of Christ and you qualify to belong here. And then we all grow together. Now, we're belonging to a church. There are 300,000 churches in the United States. 300,000. And yet I've heard a few people over the years say to me, they've never found a church they like. The Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. When you are a member and belong to a church, you have a place to congregate. It's like a family. Now, there is never any better days in the life of a family than when that family has a new birth. We're enjoying that right now. We have two brand new granddaughters, 30 days apart. And our whole family is celebrating new birth. It's the same way for a local church, and it is for us today, because as a family, a church family, we are increasing today. God is being good to us by sending 40 new people to us. And this is a place for you to belong. And this is a place for you to assemble with the gathering. And the Bible says, don't forsake that. Don't forsake it. You know, so much of our life is done digitally these days, online. And reality is something we don't touch on much. It's all digital. It's, I'm on my iPad looking at the beautiful scenes and the colored leaves and the thought, I could walk outside and see it. Now, we can be resourced, teaching, preaching. We can grow spiritually through so many different avenues, but never forsake assembling with the gathering, the others in the body of Christ where we belong. And then the local church is the place to grow. The Bible says grow in every way more and more like Christ. When we get together like this with a commitment, a place to belong, this is our church family, then there is spiritual growth. It really is more like an impartation. There are times I've been in a corporate gathering like this, and I receive something by impartation. I cannot give credit to any man or woman for saying it. It's just I left with something, whether anybody said it or not, or spoke it over me or not. There was an impartation. Look, I have a measure. Each of you have a measure. When we get together spiritually, we bring increase and growth to every other member of the body. And then the local church, as we are joined and knit together, is a place to serve. We are connected to the body, and we serve at His pleasure. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, but now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased. Now that's why when it comes to belonging to a local church, being joined and knit together with the body of Christ, it's important to realize you don't even need to really look for a couple of things. You don't need to look for a perfect church. Because if you want the perfect church, die and go to heaven. Another thing you don't need to look for is the one, perhaps only one, out of 300,000 churches in the nation, perhaps there's only one that you like. It's not about what you like. Just so happens, I like this church. I like it. That's a compliment to all of you. I like that. But it's really not about what we like. We don't set ourselves in the body as it pleases us. The Bible says God has set the members, each one. You're not an exception. There are no exception. Each one God sets in the body as He is pleased. So instead of thinking that I don't like where I am, the Bible says God is pleased that you are there. Now, it may not be for life. Life does come in seasons. And many times, God always puts us in the right places to prepare us for our next season. I can look in my rearview mirror and see how God has done that for me in my life. He's always had me in a season. And even when I thought this is it for life, I would find out, no, that's just to prepare me for the next season. If it had not been for that season and the preparation I received when God set me there, then I would not be able to move into this new season God has planned for me. Being in the right place at the right time is vital to our preparation for our destiny and our destination. Now, I want you to realize, if you're in this church, celebrate it. If you're in another church, celebrate it. We're not the only church. I don't know of any bad churches. I don't seek them out. There might be some, but I'm not interested. All the churches I know about are, they have some good stuff going on. I love it as a pastor when somebody comes up to me, they've been here for a while and they've been transferred, or for whatever reason they're moving to another city, and they say, pray for me, I'm moving, this is my last service, I'm going to be in wherever city, wherever state, and pray that I'll find a good church. Oh, that says a lot to me. How important it is. Connection is an important word. A lot of people are disconnected. Listen, you are either connected as a member of the body, or you are dismembered and detached from the body. Please. Now, can you go to heaven? Oh, I reckon. But you miss out on so much here in the journey. Not only do you, but the rest of us, we miss your gift, we miss your placement. And whether you feel like you're happy with our church or not, if you're here for a season, realize God is pleased to set you here. He has set you here to belong, to grow, and to serve. So celebrate your connection. Some people feel like a misfit in a church. That's what the enemy would like all of us to feel. I'm just saying to you, God has not misplaced you. I've seen over many years some believers who are not joined and knit together. I'm not talking about church membership only. I'm talking about the body of Christ in general. They believe in Jesus, love the Lord, plan to go to heaven, and they will, based on their faith in the Lord. But they never get connected. So they never have a sense of belonging, and it's easy for them to feel like they are misplaced by God. God never misplaces a member. It is possible, however, though, we are displaced by our own choosing. That's not necessary. I'm a believer in church membership. It's the closest thing on earth to an expression of our being connected as members, one of another, in the body of Christ. Be functionally connected. Now, if I had a table here, thought about doing it, but I don't know who would volunteer all the parts I would need. And I could spread out on the table here before you every part of a human body. I would have a heart laying here, and two kidneys over here, and two lungs right there, and three or four fingers in a pile here, and three or four toes in a pile there, and some bones that would be femurs, and I'd have a neck bone, a liver. Did I mention liver? Got to have one of those. All spread out on the table. I could have every single part, every organ, every cell, every bone, every muscle, all that we need right here spread, but until it is connected, every part of the body perfectly connected where it should be, where God has set that member, then it's just a bag of bones, a sack of skin, no life to it at all, can't get anything done. Now, do you know how it is? And I'm going to have a little fun this morning. You know me, I've got to have a little fun. But I'm going to be brief for those of you who don't like to have fun in church. It ain't going to last long. If you stumbled in here this morning thinking church is rigid and stoic and you certainly can't have any fun, you might suffer, but it won't be long. But you know how it is to get a song in your head, one of those that just you cannot get out of your head. You know what I mean. And you intentionally try to, but it will not leave. It's stuck in your head. I'm about to do that to you. I apologize in advance for this, but Many of you, maybe not all of you, but many of you may remember. It's a song called Them Bones. And it has a catchy little tune. I'm not going to sing it. I won't have to. If you've ever heard it, though, the tune will get stuck in there. But it's so important. It's so true. Now, I Googled it yesterday, found out the history. It was written 100 years ago. Many people have recorded it. It went on to be a popular children's song, and many people have used it for different purposes, like teaching little kindergarten classes. Listen, it had one line in it I didn't remember. It was originally written from the book of Ezekiel. I found this out in research. From the Valley of Dry Bones. But it had one line in it I had forgotten. But listen to the truth about being joined and knit together. It's a beautiful parallel to church membership and our placement in the body. The words say, the foot bone. I'm not going to sing it. Lord, help me not to sing it. No, I'm not. The foot bone connected to the leg bone. The leg bone connected to the knee bone. The knee bone connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone connected to the backbone. The backbone connected to the neck bone. The neck bone connected to the head bone. Oh, no, wait. And then the next line, which I thought was just, oh, hear the word of the Lord. And I'd forgotten that line. But every bone in perfect place. It has pleased the Lord to arrange all of us perfectly and set each one of us. Don't think you're an exception. I'm not an exception. You're not. Each one of us has a place to be planted, to be arranged, and to set. And it's a place of being connected to another member and function together. Your gift, your function, your service of ministry. I want to give you a parable this morning. A parable of the private and the general. Nobody has more authority over an army than the general. Every other rank in that battalion is submitted to the general's authority. Nobody has more than the general. On the other hand, the private, he's at the opposite end of the spectrum. He has authority over nobody. He's at the bottom of the list in rank and file. Everybody else has authority over the private. So we have the private on the low end, no authority over anybody. And we have the general on the opposite end. He has authority over everybody else. But the parable has a question. When does a private and a general have the same authority? It's when the private is carrying out an assignment given to him by the general. That's when the private can show up anywhere. And even though he has no authority over anybody based on the assignment given by his general, he can accomplish the mission that the general has given him with equal authority as if it were the general himself getting the job done. That's why when we're functionally connected in a local church, when God has an assignment for each of us, we can get the job done because we are representing Him, and in His name we function. That's why each of us is so important to understand that principle. When a private carries out a mission assigned by the general, then with regard to that order, he carries the general's authority. We sang a song this morning and said, the same power that moves mountains when he speaks will move mountains when we speak if he gives us that assignment, and if we're connected, joined, and knit together. And notice, you've got to be knit together. Do I believe there are Christians in this country that love God and never go to church? I do. Of course. Do I believe there are Christians in this country that are not connected to a local church, and when they die, they will go to heaven? Yes, I do. Because going to heaven is not based on church membership. Going to heaven is based on body connection. Believing on Jesus, who's the head of the church, and realizing I am a member of his body, the body. We are the local church. Another way to say it more spiritually is we are the body of Christ. And there are 300,000 expressions of his body like we are all over our nation. Now, I want to say just before I introduce our new members that Abundant Life Church is a little different. No two churches are alike. But here, we are interdenominational. We've got, let me just ask, turn up the lights a little bit so we can see good right here. This could be fun. I may accidentally have more fun right now than I intended. How many here have a Baptist background? Raise your hand if you were, oh, look at this. Oh, God love you. Look at this. Now, these are good saved people right here. When a Baptist gets saved, you can't talk them out of it. And I like that. You get a Baptist saved. Well, we know where they're going forever. They have a handle on eternal security. By the way, the Bible preaches that. What? I guess you can get out if you want. I just don't want out. I'm going to stay in, so I'm going to go. But how many of you are Presbyterian? We have some of them, maybe. Oh, look, we do have a few scattered out. God bless those Presbyterians. Now, they have a revelation that many other groups in the body of Christ don't have on predestination. None of it's worth arguing about. Because how many heavens are there? Okay. And now what about Catholics? Anybody here raised in a Catholic church? We've got a few, including our sound tech back here. He's raising that hand high there, buddy. Proud of it. Catholics. What about Pentecostals? Anybody? Oh, please. Now listen at that. Pentecostals. What about Charismatics? That may be slightly different. Anybody? We've got a few. Did I talk about the Methodist yet? Methodist? Oh, look how proud. Look, wow, a strong Methodist showing. All right. Anybody who came from a background that I didn't call out? Did I miss any? Where are you from? Episcopalian. God love the Episcopalian. Anybody else? Where are you from? Mennonites. God love the Mennonites. God can use anybody. I mean, our missionaries, Miles and Patty Taves, can you believe it? Taking the Logos Hope, that great huge ship that does nothing but go all over the world and resource Christians and nations where many times it's illegal, training leaders and pastors and also helping humanitarian. I never would have thought God could have picked out a Mennonite for that. God can use any of us, just like he pleases. Did I miss anybody else? Who did I miss? Holler it out. Moravian. That's a good group, too. I know a few from that group. And yes, sir. Who? Lutheran, Lutheran. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Non-denominational. God's all over it, sister. Maybe some others too. My point is this. Labels are for jars, not people. And then I want to say about this church, and it hasn't always been the case in the South, but we are multiracial. We're not all white. We're not all black. I will say that we have some whites in the church. We have some blacks in the church. We have some from yellow races. I almost feel bad to even express it in colors that we find in the Crayola box, but I guess you understand. We also have some red. We've got some Indians in here. Hank, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, please. What did he say?
He said Steve
can say. No, that ain't true at all. Hank can claim to be red. He's an Indian. But now, Steve and Lori, they're cowboys. They just want to be Indian. You can take one look. There's nothing Indian about them. They're cowboys. I don't know of another church in the nation that is more successfully integrated than this church. That is a blessing. Amen. That's a blessing. Just a few weeks ago, Hurricane Matthew came through and left many of us, all of us, without power for a few days. And then some lost power much longer than that. And it was a beautiful thing to see this church, how that there were some who got power on now. They had a refrigerator and they had hot water for baths now, but others in the church didn't. And I could give examples, but I won't call names, but so many of you reached out to others. I'm thinking of one right now, a white family that heard that a black family did not have their power back on yet and invited them to come over and move in with them for a day or two until they did, or at least come over and take a shower and get a change of fresh clothes on for you. Blacks and whites, yellows and reds, but all of us Christian and speaking the truth in love and growing up in all things in Him. And each of us adding to the church according to our gift. What a blessing it has been. We're also multi-generational. We got babies that were just born. If you listen real carefully, you'll hear them cry down the hall. Have two nurseries down here to take care of all of our babies. Then we have children. When you get out of diapers, you go down the hall to another class. And then as you get older, you work your way to our children's wing of our building to where they're having church over there, just like we are in here. And then when you become a teenager, you go to the next building on our property and worship there in our youth group, God's Anointed New Generation. We call them the gang. And then when you turn 18, you see me for the first time, probably. We got members of our church that don't even know I'm the pastor till they turn 18, I guess. But multi-generational, from the cradle all the way to the grave. And the body of Christ is a beautiful thing. I just want to read a few verses the way the Message translation says it. God has carefully placed each part of the body right where He wanted it. No matter how significant you are, it is only because of what you are a part of. Every part dependent on every other part. If one part hurts, every other part is involved in the hurt and in the healing. That's the beauty of the body of Christ. Bill Gaither wrote a song. Says, you will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family and these are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Lights up all the way, because you need to look at the faces of the men and women whose name I'm about to call. These are the new members that are joining with us today. We only ask one question. Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God, and have you received him as your Lord and Savior? If the answer is yes, you qualify to belong at Abundant Life Church. As I call your names, hold the applause, please, until...